I will inherit the world, and I'll die in the earth.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Current Events Broadcast. I'm your host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas, and I'd like to be the first one to wish y'all a happy new year. I know it's not till tomorrow night, but please, if you're going to drive and go party and enjoy it, be safe out there, please. Get a ride. That's all I can preach to you. Enjoy it, be safe, and God bless us all and hope that 2022 is better than the past 2 years. Now, before we get on with our show tonight, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. That being said, excuse me, welcome. If you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know, we expect all of our members and future members participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. You get in and you feel that it's not for you, you can leave. No hard feelings. We do respect each other. We treat each other as one big extended family. And where everybody's opinion counts, no matter whether you agree, disagree, or agree to disagree. That's just the way that we form this group, and that's the way we run it. It's both veterans and civilians come together to make this group. So come on in and join us. Help us make our group better. We also have a YouTube channel. When you get a chance, hit over there. Click that subscribe button for us. We have a website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders, Roman numeral V as in Victor, with two small I's, .com. And on our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only disperse 10%. We're the real deal. All 100% of anything we bring in goes to help during natural disasters, shit it's the fan situations, and to help our people throughout our communities. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We're also on MeWe. If you click on Communities and scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian, American Patriot Group. I also post a lot of our postings on Instagram and Twitter. So you'll see it across Tumblr, Twitch, a lot of platforms. Check us out is all we ask. Come join us, help us train. Share your skills of what you know. Might be something that we don't know. Everybody has something to contribute. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in. We also understand if you feel a little funny of talking on the phone. So you can either call in or join us live during each episode in our chat room. But the number to call, if you would like to call in, say hello. Say hello. Express your feelings, your opinions. They all count here. You will never be put down for your opinion. I promise you that. And that number to call, code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call if you'd like to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Now, just like the title says tonight, you know, we do these Thursday night shows, and I call them, you know, all-out brawl, if you like. But I want to hear what your thoughts are on what, you know, what's going on, the mandates, which are, in my own opinion, are a joke and a half, same with their vaccine mandate. They can't even get this country right and keep us safe, let alone want to push all these shots and mandates on us. So I'd like to welcome Miss Maria Delamain. I see you just snuck in here.
Yeah, I figured I'd check in and see whether or not they had left you alone again. You know, that's not always a wise decision.
Yeah, they did. You're the first one to call in, so.
Well, hopefully more people will call in. I really wish we could get more people to call in.
I know. That's, you know, I say that even on the other platforms when I post our shows. So.
Yeah, and I know you said that there are people listening and that.
Yeah, oh, we definitely have high numbers of people listening and downloading our shows.
Well, I enjoy talking, but I also like listening to other people. Why am I heckling?
You sound fine to me.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's only me. If I'm the only one that's hearing me echo, that's fine.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're coming through loud and clear.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind talking. I've had orating skills, you know, training and all. I mean, I did do some school acting and stuff. So I don't. It's not that I mind talking. I just wish other people would call in. I want to hear other people's ideas, whether they agree with mine or not. In fact, I'd rather we did get people giving opposing points of view because we're not going to be able to understand the other side if they don't get on and explain it to us. in logical terms with actual data, not just emotion. And I have had conversations with people from the other side that have done that, so I know it is possible. Well, just somebody that has a different perspective. Just because we agree on the main point doesn't always mean we agree on the details.
And that's what I explained to, I've even went to personal people that I know for a fact that they're on the, I call them on the fence now because, yeah, they made the mistake by voting for Biden. But
right.
They're the type of people that I can throw something at them and they don't get mad at me. They let mm-hmm. me say what I got to say, and then they give me their side. And I keep mm-hmm. telling them, I need you on my show.
Right.
I said, because I'm treating you and you're treating me right now, yeah, we've been friends for a long time, but, our political differences are different, but I don't put you down for it.
No, and vice versa, yeah.
Exactly, vice versa. And I said, this would be a tremendous show if I could get a handful on each side and let's go to town.
Right. Oh, I agree. My youngest sister is mixed. Obvious she's black. And she's a criminal. She's a felon. She's got, that record. We're trying to, working to get that 10, because it's over 10 years, so we're working to get it off. She definitely is a believer in systemic racism but she doesn't support BLM because, she supports that Black Lives Matter, but not the organization because she understands that there's a difference. But,
she supports what they stand for, and right. not these the windpipes that are out there causing all the. Yeah,
right.
I get you.
The same thing. She does not have a very high opinion of police officers. She does get pulled over quite a lot, and I agree. There's a good possibility that sometimes it's because of her. Her color, or they pull up her name, and she was a drug dealer. So they think that she's still doing it. I don't know.
Right.
The point is that she's all for getting rid of Trump because she believed what everything was being put to crazy Biden, but she definitely wanted to get rid of Trump. And her and I, we can converse, even though we have totally different, points of view and everything. And she listened to me on the vaccine. I mean, she had no choice. She had to get vaccinated because she already's got the criminal record going against her when she goes to try and get a job. Not being vaccinated was hurting her, was doubly hurting her. So,
right.
But she listened to me and took a lot of the stuff that I gave her that if you have to take the vaccine, then you should be taking this. And I gave her all of that because she was starting to feel some of the side effects of the vaccine. And a few weeks ago, I want to say about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking, and she's like, you know what? I wish Trump was back in office.
Yeah. I know. You laugh. Yeah. It is funny, but in a sense it's not, because now you got people that actually – hated the guy that do want him back.
Yeah, and so her and I, we can talk. I can actually talk to her more than I can my other sister, despite the fact that my other sister and I actually agree on more things. But the things that I agree with are on the left, and she won't even listen to anything on the right. As for COVID, that topic never comes up because she is just so brainwashed. I'm afraid to even, I can't even mention it at all.
No.
Now, she supports she supports my not getting vaccinated. I mean, she doesn't, you know what I mean? It's not that, she looks at me weird because I'm not getting, but on the other hand, she, you know, you can't tell her that she, you know, that it's a bad thing because she don't want to hear it. But at least my other sister, even though we may disagree about police or systemic racism or whatever, we can at least discuss it, and it's okay. You know, we don't think little of, but I would never talk to my other sister about anything that we disagree with. As soon as if we start talking about something and I'm agreeing with what she's saying, if all of a sudden, you know, I don't agree with part of what it is that she's saying, I stop the whole conversation. I change the subject, because if we get into it just a little bit, it causes problems. And since I live in her backyard and I love her and I don't want to hurt her feelings, I don't want to start nothing.
Sure.
But see, there was a time I didn't have to. There was a time 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I could have continued the conversation, and she would have been okay. But now she wants her children to get special privileges because of the color of her skin, because of the color of their skin, because they're Hispanic, and my adopted nephews are Hispanic and Black. And I'm like, what the fuck? Our mother never taught her that.
Right.
That, you know, and, you know, because, and it really hurts me when she says that, because that's racist. People don't realize that affirmative action or favoring somebody because of the color of their skin, that's a racist attitude, because what you're saying is that they're not good enough. You're saying that the only way they can get into college is because of the color of their skin? That's a racist attitude, and I don't know where she got that from. You know,
in so many ways, but I know what you're saying.
I mean, you know, I mean, here's the thing. You've got 4 kids that apply to a college. They have the exact same grade. Everything is exactly the same. The only difference is one's Black, one Hispanic, one white, one Asian. Okay? You only can take one. Their grades are all the same. So now, if you want to say in that case, okay, we're going to go by the color of your skin or your financial situation, that's fine. I can understand that. I may not like it, but I can understand it, you know. But when you've got, you know, a Black, a Hispanic, an Asian, and a white, and 2 of them are A students, and one's a B and one's a C, but because you need that Black kid or that Hispanic kid to meet your numbers, even though they only have the C, that's the one you're going to go for, that's wrong on so many levels.
Yes.
That's what, and it's not just unfair to the 3 that got turned down that were better than them. It's wrong to them because you're putting them in a situation that they're not going to be able to handle. Instead of bringing the bar down to them, we need to bring them up to the bar.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The first time one of my kids signed up for college, you know, they kind of got harassed by the front office because down here, if you're 100% disabled veteran, your kids go to school for free.
Okay, that's nice.
Well, yeah,
that's,
it's nice.
That's understandable,
but,
because you can't afford to pay for them to go to college.
Yeah, but the thing is just like, I hate comparing it, but just like a young Black family that's low income that gets to go. because and gets the state money to go.
Mm-hmm.
The people in that front office of the one college that I'm, and I'm not going to name the college, but
right.
They really turning their noses up at me and my kid just because I'm a veteran. Like, you know, exactly. So I know what these, you know, I know what the kids are going through, and I feel for them.
The same thing. Your child gets to go to college for free, okay? But again, if there's only one spot and they need a certain grade level or whatever, if your child doesn't meet that grade level, just because they're not paying, they still shouldn't be going to that college. They should be going to a college that is more their level. I have a friend, her daughter really, 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 really wanted to go to Howard. And Howard has an awesome reputation. Then there was, she's actually going to Your Sinus or whatever, which also has a very good reputation. But at any rate, so when she went to the school person to help her, when you're in high school, your school counselor or whatever, the school counselor told this child just before she took, just the day before she was to take her SATs, that she wasn't good enough for Howard.
Oh.
That she should go to a community college.
That counselor should have been fired on the spot.
And this was a new counselor, too, a new person. She was new to her. She didn't know this child from nothing. That child, let me tell you, not only did she still apply to Howard, she got early acceptance. Now, she wound up going for your Sinus because of she got like a 90% scholarship type of thing for not just her college, but the books and the room and board and all that stuff. And I mean, she does some work on campus, but her mom only had to come up with, like, I think $5,000 or something like that for the year, which is not bad. And
no.
But that school is at her level because she's the kind of student that they want because she's a minority, she's, you know, low income, and she plays like two or three instruments. She's artistic. She's got a gorgeous voice. She is super smart. I mean, is she a 4.5 student? You know, I mean, no, she's, I think, like 3.85 or something like that. But she's smart, and she applies herself. She does extracurricular stuff. I mean, she's the kind of student any college would want, no matter what color she was. The fact that she's black is a bonus.
Right.
So, you know, so that's why I'm saying it's not that I object to a college saying, okay, well, we need a certain number of black students, Hispanic students, but they should not be taking the students solely based on their color or solely based on their religion or solely based on their income level. That should be secondary to their grade. Now, if your excuse is, well, there aren't any kids in those categories meeting our grade level, well, then maybe there's another college that they do meet the grade level. And if you say, well, no, they don't, well, then maybe you should be doing something in high school or elementary school to make sure that they can meet those grade levels, because that's where the problem is. Instead, there are schools now saying that they're not grading black kids. They want to get rid of and there's another school system that wants to get rid of the grading system completely because it hurts their feelings. What the hell? So you're saying that because these people are black, Hispanic, or poor, no matter what color they are, because they're poor, that they can't do well in school? Are you out of your mind? I mean,
right, and that's what pisses me off, because they usually say it to the kid before they say it to the parents.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. These leftists that want to give black kids, you know, or minorities in general, except Asians, you know, because they're but they want to give minorities special favors because of their minority. They need this extra help. Like, oh, that person's blind. They need extra help. They're deaf. They need. So you're going to tell me that being black is a disability? That's basically being black is a disability? Since
yeah, that's the way that, you know, any normal person would look at it, like.
But that's discrimination.
Yes, it is. I totally agree, 100%.
You know, you get into college. Okay, so you've got this C average student that gets into college because of the color of his skin, and the school needs black kids, okay? Then you've got this smart-ass black American, straight-A student, earns their way into the best school in the country, and people look down on him because, oh, you probably just got through Harvard because of the color of your skin. What?
Right.
I know some black Americans that's happened to, personally.
I do, too.
You know, that they're put down because, oh, you just got to be the chief of the fire department because you're a minority. You didn't really earn it. Or you're just the chief of these, you know, detectives because you're a black woman or whatever. And it's like, what, you know, so the people, the minorities who work their asses off to get to the top, look at, as much as we may dislike Barack Obama, he worked his ass off. He got the college education. He played the white man's game. He did what he had to do to become president. It wasn't just handed to him. Right? As much as we may dislike him and think he's, an ass and a warmonger and not a real, as for all the bad things that we may think about him, he earned his way to the presidency. It wasn't just handed to him on a platter. He worked his way up there. Got to give him credit for that. AOC, as much as I don't like that woman, and there's next to nothing she says that I agree with, and I think she's an idiot. I don't know how somebody with a degree in economics can think what she thinks. I don't know. But you got to give that woman credit for making it to the House and keeping her seat through the last election. Do you know what I'm saying? Whether or not we like her or not doesn't matter. She got there legitimately, at least the first time. You know,
20. I don't know about that, but
no, I said at least the first time she got there legitimately. But my point is it wasn't just handed to her. Do you know what I mean? People don't look at her and say, "Oh, she's a congresswoman because she's a Hispanic woman." They don't look at her like that.
Right.
You know, you see what I'm saying? But yet, black Americans, they do. Especially the younger ones. Oh, he's just fired chief, or he's just a detective because he's black and they needed a black. And they needed somebody that was black. That's how the left thinks. But look at that woman that got voted lieutenant governor in Virginia. The left insists that the only reason that Republicans voted for her is because they wanted a black mouth to represent white supremacy.
Yeah, and it's a shame because there are actually people out there that did get the job, and only to prove a point.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, there are people in office or in positions, whether we like them or not, doesn't matter. on the face of things, they earned their way. I mean, Barack Obama has a college degree. He was a lawyer. He went, you know what I mean? He was a senator, you know, and then he got, became president. So, but
oh,
again, and he was
that's what we were,
orator.
That's what we're told to try to believe, but
well, the
I don't
only
believe
thing
anything.
My understanding is the only thing that's probably not real is his being a United States citizen. I mean, he really did go to college.
I don't know. It makes me think either that or he was a damn terrible lawyer.
I don't know. Yeah, but then you guys just look at Biden, what's the excuse for Biden?
He's just stupid.
but this is you're I guess I'm not being very good with my point. My point is, he went to a good school. We don't say, oh well, he just got in because he was rich.
No,
we just say, oh, he's just so stupid. That's all. Yeah, I mean,
but I mean. You, again, just like Obama, you can't believe everything that comes out of Joe's mouth because how do we know what he actually did?
this is true.
Biden
that
already
was, that
got
exactly
D's and F's in college. He was not in the top 10.
I know, but that was the point I was trying to make is when we look at like Obama, we don't say that. Yeah. I mean, when we look at Biden, we just say he's an idiot, with college. If you look at a black person, oh, they just got through Harvard. No matter how smart they may be, they just let them into Harvard or whatever the school is because of the color of their skin, and they needed somebody with that color. And my point is when we look at dumb white lawyers, we don't think that. But yet when we look at, but if you look at a black lawyer, a smart black lawyer or stockbroker, we automatically, assume that they got where they are because somebody handed it to them because of the color of their skin.
That's not always the case. You cannot say that.
A lot of what I'm saying is people think that. I'm not, no, that's not me. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that you have these black Americans who are super smart and have earned their way to be CEO, to be neurosurgeons, to be this, that, or the other thing. But because of affirmative action, allowing students who are failing and will never make it through college into college because they have quotas they have to make, because the left is doing this, it is giving black Americans who truly earned their way a bad name.
Right, I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can be as book smart as you want, but with no common sense, you're dumb as a box of fucking rocks.
Right. No matter what color you are, but this is the point I'm trying to make. We have to stop saying that, oh, well, this, colleges, we have to stop saying, oh, well, we have to give free college money to X amount of black kids because we don't have enough of them in college. It's okay that they're only C students and they're taking the spot of an A student could have.
College
That's
is overrated. Go to
I
a
agree 100%.
School.
In a few years, we're not going to have any plumbers, any electricians, mechanics.
Oh, I'm already seeing that.
Yeah. Oh, right, because they're retiring because they don't want to get jabbed.
Well, I'll be right with them.
How you doing, Chris?
Oh, it would have been better if I would have got me a deer.
Yeah, I was waiting for my red pictures at Christmas.
That, And then when I left my second hunting spot, I almost took out two big bucks with my truck.
Damn, you're not supposed to go hunting with your truck.
No, I just got it out of the shop. I don't need to put it back in. Fuck that.
I remember when they made it illegal for people to pick up a deer that they hit with their car because they thought that people were going to hit deers with their truck on purpose.
No, not as expensive as my truck is. I'm not doing it.
Well, Chris, do you know that? I know that. But let's face it, the government ain't too bright.
Now,
bureaucrat.
My old truck, you're damn right, I would have smacked the hell out of them. That was those two, they were monster bucks.
Really?
Well, you do. Hey, Chris, you do know.
You hurt them anyway.
You do know you have to stay awake in order to kill a deer, right?
Man, I was out in the freaking woods from 6:30 till what, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And you want to talk about nerve wracking? Hear a bunch of coyotes and you're by yourself out in the middle of the woods. Walking out in pitch black darkness.
Oh shit!
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's not too.
I had my pistol on me, plus my bow and my climber. So.
Yeah, but do you really want to fight with a coyote?
Oh, I'll shoot that son of a bitch in a heartbeat. The one I should have, I think back this morning and that one, he was no more than 10, 15 yards. I should have shot the son of a bitch because he scared off all the damn deer. That's the biggest coyote I've ever seen, though. That son of a bitch was huge.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen a coyote that big.
Well, how big are they usually? When compare them to a regular dog.
Oh, they're bigger than a regular dog.
Now, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I know wolves are very big. So are they bigger or smaller than a wolf?
They're smaller than a wolf.
Okay.
But that coyote that I seen this morning, he was pretty freaking big. He didn't even know I was in my deer stand right above him, too. Had no idea.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but if you were up in the stand, he couldn't get to you, could he? I mean, they don't climb.
Oh, no. They don't climb. But he didn't even, he didn't smell my scent or nothing. Didn't even know I was there.
Maybe he had COVID.
Huh?
I said, maybe he had COVID.
Well, he would have been dead COVID fucking carrier. I should have got him.
Well, they say deer are carrying, they're finding deer with COVID now.
That's bullshit.
That's just so you won't go out and kill it for your own meat.
Bullshit, I'll eat it.
That's all it is.
I don't believe anything that these people say. I'm just saying. Yeah, I was just making. You know, that's what they're saying now. That you know, it's in the deer, so we're never going to get rid of it. Look at this jackass in the White House. I forget what the amount of money he is paying a German company to build a new facility to build tests. PCR test kits in Germany. It's going to take 3 years before it's even ready. It's just another way to give away American taxpayer dollars. Because they're not,
hey, Bobby,
it's a German company, not an American company, and it's in Germany, not America.
Hey, I tell you what, the coolest shit was watching that sunset and then hear the hoot owls.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was walking out, hearing all the freaking coyotes start going ape shit.
I love getting to hear them.
I love my peace and quiet in the woods, though.
Oh,
hearing
yeah.
the animals.
Definitely.
Man, I was grunt calling, and I could not get a freaking deer close enough for a shot. I've seen a lot of fucking deer. Just, they weren't close enough to fucking shoot.
Huh.
Right.
It's over, man. I got 17 days to kill me a deer. Till the end of season.
So are you going to go out every weekend?
Every chance I get. I'm going out tomorrow morning, too. I'll be out there in the woods about 5:30, 6 o'clock, waiting for the sun to come up. So I was out there before the sun come up this morning, too. And then the coyote chased all them freaking deer off. There was 7 deer out there in the field where I was hunting at this morning.
Wow.
I got climbed out of the tree about 11 o'clock because all the deer were bedding down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and ate lunch and then drove an hour and a half to go to my other spot for the evening hunt. Oh.
You sound tired. So it determines what spot you go to.
Huh?
How do you determine what spot you go to since you said the one spot that you were at in the morning, there were about 7 there, so why didn't you stay there? Why did you go to another spot? What determines that?
The wind.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You want to be downwind. Right.
The wind
He's
plays a big factor. Huh?
He's still scared of
what?
Away.
Yeah,
still scared
whatever.
Away.
Whatever.
So I guess my question would be, if the wind direction had not changed, could you have used the spot that you used in the morning and the evening? Or, that's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Is the environment, you know, like water or something, also taken into consideration?
Everything, food, water, wind, there's a lot that comes into play. You've got to do your homework where you set your deer stands up. Like that this morning where I hunted, there was plenty of food, but the wind changed. That's why I didn't go back. This evening, I had water, but the food was far away. I was in their bedding area where I hunted this evening.
Okay.
I was the only one in the woods for miles.
Hmm. Is that not usual?
No, most of the time. I was up on the Mississippi River where I was hunting this evening. I heard a lot of geese, seen a lot of swans, a lot of ducks. The deer were far enough out to where I couldn't shoot them. I tried to call them in. They weren't coming. They were too busy feeding.
Now, what about other hunters? I mean, because it's not private land, I'm assuming. So, I mean, if you're all sitting there quiet,
you got to be within 150 yards away from each other to hunt.
Yeah, but what if you don't know somebody's there? How would you know if somebody was there?
Hunters mark their trails with tape.
Okay, so they do that every time. So if you see something, you know it's fresh, that it's not from something prior.
Right.
That's interesting. I never really thought about it. I don't. I've done, when I was a kid, I went rabbit hunting, but I've never been deer hunting because I don't have the patience. I talk too much. I'm too loud. And, the people I know that hunt, I was never welcome. My brother went, but I didn't. So I don't really know. And when you're young, you don't think to ask these questions.
Well, I'm not really that young.
No, I am. I'm not either. That's why I was saying when you're young, you don't think to ask these questions. So now I'm old and I have a little more common sense, one hopes, than when I was younger. So I'm asking what I hope are reasonable questions.
That, I tell you what, I'm so freaking sore from using my climber right now. It's not even funny. I had to go in and take some medicine as soon as I got here.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question about climbing trees. Do you have to, make a ladder-type thing on the tree in order to get to the top?
I've got a climbing stand. It's called a climber. It straps to the tree with a cable, and then you put your feet in the bottom one, raise the top, raise the bottom with your feet, raise the top, so you're about 25 feet in the air.
I've seen those. I don't know that I could do that. That reminds me of climbing a rope in gym class. I hated that.
They're about $300.
Yeah,
but have to have it when you go into public land, unless you have a ladder stand.
Okay, so when you say you go into a tree thing, you can't build a blind on public land, so you're just going into a tree that has nothing.
You're not even allowed to cut brush.
Okay.
With a saw on public land because it's ran by the state.
It's very, very interesting. I like learning stuff.
And a climber, trust me, it may be cold outside, but after climbing a tree, you will sweat your ass off. But then once you sit in that climber for about 3-4 hours, you'll start to freeze your ass off.
So do you want to take off your coat and tie it and put it in your pack while you're climbing? So that when you get to the top,
yes, because it'll heat up your core temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But once you sit there, then you're gonna start putting stuff back on.
So that's why you do the layers, and that's sort of like why they tell you never wear your coat in the house.
Right. Where this evening, I had to cross over a beaver dam to get into the woods. And I was walking through about 6 inches to 7 inches of water till I hit the high ground in the woods.
Huh.
Because we had 4 days of rain last week, so everything's flooded.
Always interesting. I like going.
But that's,
I used to.
That's why I buy my scent lock jacket alone was $150. My pants was another $200. The thermals that I wear for hunting are $150 for the top and bottom.
Hmm.
Plus the wool socks that I wear inside my boots. My boots alone are close to $300.
I don't know.
And it's all camouflage. My leafy my ghillie suit that I wear, yeah, that's about $70-$80 to $100 and something dollars.
and I put that on over my scent lock suit.
Yeah,
I've got about just my deer hunting stuff. I got almost $2,000 worth of shit.
I guess you're lucky that wasn't in your truck when they busted into it.
I never keep my hunting stuff in my truck when I'm going to work. My bow alone with just plain bow is $500. That don't include the quiver, the arrows, the broadhead tips. The arrows alone are $10 a piece. And that's without the broadheads. Broadheads for six broadheads, you're looking at $100.
The broadhead, that's the arrow part? The broadhead, is that the arrow part? The pointy part.
That's the broadhead.
Right, that's what I was talking about.
That's separate from
the razor blade.
Yeah. Now, do you reuse them?
Yes, you can sharpen them.
John, I heard?
Yes.
Is that John? About time, slacker.
See, I recognize your voice.
What's
I'm standing out here watching my daughter ride horses.
Cool.
We're just
wrapping up. I just got home from hunting.
I heard that grunt.
Oh, no, you just got home from sleeping.
Is that what it was?
Oh, it was snoring, not grunting.
Yeah, that's what it is. I was sitting there grunting about every 15, 20 minutes, grunt calling. My grunt tube, because I had to buy a new grunt tube this year, so this one's got the wee snort on it, too. I wasn't going to take since the rut's over. I wasn't going to take my rattles with me.
How's your boy feeling?
Sicker than a freaking dog. I just spent $45 on all kinds of vitamin C, multivitamin.
Zinc. Don't forget the vitamin D and the zinc. Yeah.
I got him Tylenol for the fever. He's running about 103 temp.
Hey, get the Alka-Seltzer cold. That works amazing for me.
I gave him some of that last week.
somebody else said something about the Alka-Seltzer.
For Christmas.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah, I had a good Christmas. The kids, all my kids, and then my brother was all over here. I made deer chili and all kinds
nice.
Of food.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, he still didn't deliver my deer meat.
I know. I haven't gotten it either.
That's a long delivery charge, man. I'll have to charge you about $300 to drive out there. That's a hell of a delivery fee.
Hey, it ain't my fault you drive like a little old lady.
Whatever, man. If the speed limit is
65,
I've got cruise control set at 70.
I made it to your house in 9 hours, man.
That's still a hell of a in a little bitty ass car. I'm driving a full size pickup.
I don't care what it is. You got to go over 70 miles an hour, you doofus.
Well, I do. Hey, if the speed limit says 65, I do 70. If the speed limit says 70, I'm doing 75.
Hey, and I didn't get lost.
fuck off, Bobby.
I don't think you're going to live that one down.
No, if it wasn't for friends like this, I wouldn't need enemies. That's for damn sure.
I think we're gonna be in trouble next time all of us get together again.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
nobody went to jail at least.
Thank God.
Right.
It came close, but nope, no jail time. Oh man. Me and my brother's already planning our trip for next summer for trout fishing.
I'd like to
come back out here.
I think we're gonna head this time instead of Colorado, we might head down to Arkansas.
Yeah,
Arkansas.
Get out here.
That'd be a good trip out there.
Yeah.
I'd like to do some deep sea fishing.
I've done enough.
You and me both.
I went fishing on a boat when my brother lived down in Florida. We went out. I was excited. I thought I was really looking forward to it, and then. You know, it wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. I'd rather just stay in doing my relaxing fishing in the stream or the lake or the ocean, sitting on the beach in a nice chair with a beer and a book.
I want to be out in the middle of fighting a big old tarpon, drinking some beers.
Yes.
Bob, we can go deep sea fishing.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's
a couple good charters out of Myrtle Beach, man.
Oh yeah,
you guys,
I like Myrtle Beach is a fun town too.
You guys could bring some tents and join me and my brother on a trout fishing trip. Camp out with us.
And
yeah,
that's why I told you ought to come here for your trout fishing trip.
Yeah, South Carolina's good trout.
Yep.
You guys ever fly fish?
Yeah, I fly fish.
Years ago, but I don't do it no more.
I don't like having to throw it back.
I love fly fishing.
Yeah, me too. It was a lot of fun last time I went to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I probably got about $400 in flies.
Yeah, tie your own.
Well, hell with that. I don't have that kind of patience anymore to sit there and tie my own. I'll just buy them.
Damn, check this out. United States Navy vessels seized 385 kilograms, 849 pounds of heroin in the Arabian Sea, worth some $4 million, in a major bust by the International Maritime Operation in the region.
Damn.
Whew.
Hold on, I'm texting my cousin for tomorrow night.
Damn, that's a big haul, $4 million.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And you know, it was probably a lot more than that, but, you know, a couple packages got lost somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. They didn't make it on the scale.
Right now, fentanyl's killing more people in America than COVID, car accidents, or shootings.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's bad. Oh, shit, a little grain of rice size can kill you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
They can keep all that shit. I don't want no part of it.
Nope, me neither.
I'll drink my drinks.
Exactly.
I'll drink my alcohol.
Yep. I ain't hurting nobody, so.
I'm going to continue on with what I'm doing, man. Fucking hunting, fishing, and drinking.
What are you guys doing for New Year's?
Going down to my cousin's.
I got a beef tenderloin from Costco yesterday, prime. I'm going to throw that bad boy on the smoker and cook it rare.
So
instead
of going to my cousins, you're saying come on over, right?
You can come over. We got a couple friends coming.
Hey, Weathers, no. John's the type that likes to have parties and not invite us.
Oh, is that it?
Oh,
yeah, that's true. That
you guys
is true.
Have an open invitation anytime, and you know
thrown
that.
Thrown together for a couple in a couple hours.
Not like our big ride that I had that I invited everybody.
Right.
Yeah, well, we'll have more parties, that's for sure.
Oh,
I got a pizza oven for Christmas. I'm dying to try out.
Nice.
Yeah.
It
runs off of wood or charcoal or pellets.
As soon as deer season's over, then I'm going to be fishing like a son of a gun.
Yeah, my in-laws brought me my Christmas present. They brought me a ton of Wawa coffee.
Okay. Mmm. I got some Black Rifle coffee for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
It is
good.
Yeah, I've heard
really good things about Black Rifle coffee.
Yeah,
well,
I got that and a mug.
I do love my my Wawa coffee because I don't get it all the time.
Yeah.
We don't have Wawa around here. We got Turkey Hill. But Cumberland does have some pretty good coffee. It's definitely better than Sheets or I don't like Sheets anymore. I don't go to them. But I like Turkey Hill coffee.
My daughter got me a gift card to Bass Pro Shop, which I've got to replace my binoculars that got stolen. And then I got a new bow, the exact same kind of recurve bow that I had before that got stolen out of my truck. So that's why I'm able to go hunting.
Right.
So that was my Christmas present. That and being around the family was good enough for me. I didn't even need anything. But being around family, that was important to me, having all the kids here and my brother.
That's what it's all about, bro.
Right.
I had my daughter and my two grandbabies here, so.
Yes, sir. Family's more important than anything. And people
but
seem
like,
to
like
forget.
John brought up last week, we need, and Kim too, Kim and John, we need to find a midway point and just either rent like a camping area and just throw tents up, man, and just whoever wants to come comes.
Yeah. Get the dysfunctional family together.
Yo, I have wall tents. I got two-bedroom cabin tents. I've got
two-man pup tents. I got all kinds of tents.
I got about five tents myself.
That's one thing I love about my camper. I have my bedroom follows me wherever I go.
That is
camping. But inside my tent, I have army cots that I sleep on.
I'm double. I like my bed.
With my sleeping bag.
And like I said, that's not camping, Maria.
Yeah.
No, that's not camping.
That's
glamping.
For a 57-fat-old lady, my camper is camping. Sleeping on the ground, on a cot, that's for survival shit. If I'm just going to enjoy myself.
I'm 55, and I'll throw a sheet on a freaking bench and go to sleep.
Yep.
Well, no, I will.
Same here.
I mean, I will. I can and I will and I have. But key thing, if I have to, I will. If I can sleep in my own comfy ass double bed, then how good will travel? I do want the electricity. I don't care about the electricity. I don't care about the running water. But I like having my bed. Even when I went on that 3,000-mile road trip, I slept in the back of my SUV. I just had a pillow. You know,
You know what's nice about having a pickup truck? You always got a bed to sleep in.
That's right.
A crib. Chris, we slept on an aircraft carrier with planes taking off and landing. We can sleep anywhere.
That ain't no shit.
Hey, anybody in the military can sleep anywhere.
Exactly.
Steam pipes, fan rooms.
Yeah, no, I've had to sleep in shelters. I've been homeless a couple of times. I've had to sleep on shelters, and I've run away from home, and so I had to sleep out in the park once or twice. But it's not something I really enjoy doing. I will do it, you know. But if we're going, if we get a group camp thing together. If I can bring my camper, my cat, they're coming. If not, then I'll just bring a sleeping bag and a cushion and sleep on the ground.
I don't care what you show up in. I'll just give you
a
hard
time. Couple cots that I'll sleep on. I don't mind sleeping on a cot.
I'll sleep on a cot underneath the stars. I don't even need a tent. I got a hammock that I can sleep in too.
Exactly.
I think the last time I went camping was down in Tennessee. I think it was 2015. My nephew was a Cub Scout or some shit like that, and we went to the Boy Scout camp, and they have like these three-walled buildings with platforms. And you lay your sleeping bag on the platform, and that's the last time I went camping.
All right, so let's
I'll set up my wood-burning stove if it's cold enough inside my wall tent.
Let me hear your all's thoughts on this. How many politicians do you think are going to go to jail since this Ghislaine just got convicted?
Oh, dude, it's about to bust.
A lot of them are retiring. That's a damn. I'll tell Pelosi's ass needs to go to jail. Shit.
Yeah,
I'll bet none of them do. It's gonna get pushed under the rug.
I don't know about that, dude. Because think about it. You know, she hasn't even been sentenced yet.
That one too.
She might have been holding back for sentencing, and to reduce her sentence, start running off at the mouth.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. They already have a lot of information. All right, Bobby, what do you do now?
That ain't me.
They ain't coming after me.
John?
No, there's a major wreck here, like four cars. That was the fire trucks coming.
But here's the thing. They've had that information from Epstein. They have information on the Clintons and Andrew. Look at Prince Andrew. I mean, they have all that information, but the FBI and the CIA are just as guilty. They're not getting up off of that shit. They got it hidden.
Oh, they've been trafficking for years.
Right.
Yeah.
The shit's not going to stick. I mean, the names will come out, but they're not going to get anything done to them. She's the fall guy. She's the one that's going to hang.
Yep.
They're going to pin all that shit on her.
Unless these Q people are right, you know, and the military's in control and all that shit, ain't nothing going to happen.
No.
And I'll tell you right now, you know, they're talking about this red wave in 22. If the red wave is all the same Republicans that are already in office, ain't shit going to happen then either. And, you know, and not only that, the redistricting, the Democrat-controlled states are doing gerrymandering so that a number of states have lost Republican seats. And the Republican states, they're not doing anything. They're leaving the Democrat seats in control. They're not doing anything to gain seats. So, you know, like I said, I don't really see any changes as things stand now. I don't think that we're going to fix this by elections.
They need to just term limit everybody. And I mean
yep,
everybody across the board. You should not be a career out of politics.
No.
You should not retire as a politician.
I agree. This is the founding fathers did not think that people were going to be making this a lifetime career. So they didn't put in term limits. And, you know, the public got screwed when they did term limits for the president because the Congress convinced people that it was okay, that we needed to limit how long the president could stay in office because I think, what was it, Roosevelt that was in for three terms? But yet we wanted our Congress people to serve many terms because, you know, you need experience in there. So now we've got people that have been in there 30 and 40 years, and the only thing that's happened is they've become rich. Look at all of them that went into the office poor as church mice, and now they're filthy rich.
Well, yeah, they get their own retirement. They don't pay
their
health care like we do. They vote raises for themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. We just need to wipe it all, Supreme Court, all of it. There should be term limits on everybody.
What I'm saying is you're not going to do that by election. You have to pretty much start over.
Exactly.
You know,
that's where term limits would start everything over. It would drain the swamp.
But unless you get people in there that are going to do that, it's not going to happen, and I don't see you getting people in there that are going to do that.
We the people need to overturn it.
Yes, we the people need to overturn it. Now you guys
need to take it back.
Get up off your asses and do something.
Yep. But anybody who dares defy a politician ends up dead or in jail.
Yep. Or declared a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. Or on Clinton's hit list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Clinton Society.
That list is big, too.
What state is MN? Minnesota, right? There's the guy that's running for, one of the gentlemen that's running for governor of Minnesota, he was a senator at one point. Now he's just a family doctor. Do you know that they have already dragged him through five, I think this is a fifth investigation of his patients because he is giving them ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine.
Yep.
And it works.
They, huh?
And it works.
Yes, but
they
they're saying that he is handing out misinformation. He's lying to people. He's giving out bad information against about COVID, and he's lying about research on masks being bad for kids. I mean, this is the kind of shit. So anybody that is going against the current regime, they're going to try and take you out in one way or another. And unfortunately, there are people that are caving. I am applauding the January 6th people are not caving. And I feel for them. One of them, he's lost an eye. Another one may lose his hand. You know, I mean, they're doing really poorly in there. And then you've got these judges who were actually appointed by Trump, but let's face it, they are in Washington, D.C., who are saying that because they filed a thing about how they're being treated worse than the rioters, the BLM rioters, and they're saying that the difference between BLM rioting is exactly what that jackass DOJ idiot said. Because they attack the federal buildings at night, it doesn't count.
What?
That the reason the January 6th people deserve the treatment they're getting is because they attacked the building during the day. Never mind that they did next to no destruction, and only one or two of them are even accused of attacking police officers. Because the rioters over the summer attacked at night, it's a whole different ball game.
Well, the whole BLM movement is nothing but thugs. That's not how it started, but they have taken it over.
It's a terrorist organization.
Exactly. That's what it became.
They won't even acknowledge that Antifa is a real thing. They're still saying it's just an ideology. But, you know, I mean, and now five of the defendants for the Gretna, Michigan governor thing, they are requesting something about the biggest thing against them is because it was a conspiracy, but they want something. Oh, now I can't remember how it was worded. But basically, it seems that two-thirds of the people who planned to kidnap Gretchen, the Michigan governor, were either FBI agents or their informants.
Probably CIA, too.
Right. Well, see, but my point is it was a setup. The whole freaking thing was a setup. And I know it's a conspiracy, but I know it's a conspiracy to say this, but they think it was a setup to train for January 6th to see if they could pull it off. Because you got that Epps guy on January 6th. You know, I mean, it's just a whole hot mess. But at any rate, back to planning for camping. When did you want to do this, Bobby?
Well, I mean, we gotta discuss it and find out what, you know, what everybody's schedules are like.
Well, as I said, when were you thinking? Winter, summer, fall? Spring,
spring,
I think fall would be nice.
Yeah, fall or, you know,
we
even
could do
like
a
towards
whole
the end
big,
of the summer.
Like, yeah, like do a whole big bean cookout or ham and beans or something, big pot of it, or chili.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, the heat of the summer sucks from the humidity.
I didn't mean summertime. I said towards the end.
Right. When it's
like September, October.
Yeah, like it's nice during the day, but nice sleeping at nighttime.
Right.
Are you planning on South Carolina?
Well, no, we got to pick a central point where it's not too far from everybody.
Well, I know I'm headed towards Kentucky and Tennessee next year. I'm not sure when yet. Depends on finances and whether or not the country is still in one piece.
Well, tell you what, we need to get the five or six Navy SEALs in the Senate. The senators that are running.
Yes. I agree right there.
Is it five or six of them that are running?
I believe it's five.
Yeah, I think it is five.
Well, it depends on whether or not more Democrats figure it's in their best interest to retire.
Well, hopefully we'll get the witch out of there.
Who's
oh yeah,
witch?
I don't see her. I don't see her going for another term.
God, she's
oh,
old.
Who?
Trump's biggest fan.
Oh, but she's. I thought she was the House.
We just need to get her out. Period.
Well, no, I know that's the thing. Are we talking the Senate or the House? When you said five,
they're running. They're running for senators. I think.
Right, but isn't Cheney in the House, or is she in the Senate?
Pelosi, you mean?
I think Pelosi's in the House. Is Liz Cheney in the Senate? I don't know. I just know she's a cunt and needs to get the fuck out.
I know they're I know from what I read something about that they're trying to push her out too.
Oh, Cheney, is it her home state, Wyoming? Oh, they've already disavowed her.
Yeah.
They want no parts of her. And the same thing, she thinks she's going to run for president. She's out of her freaking mind.
I wonder if Trump's going to make his announcement to run or not.
He's got
I think it's getting close.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Let's see. Saturday, January 15th at 7 p.m., President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, delivers remarks.
I thought, well, his first remarks are January 6th.
January
6th,
January
I believe. January
6th, 9 p.m., President holds a press conference.
Right.
So that might be his big announcement.
Yep.
And he may not. He may say he's not. Maybe he'll say Don Jr. is running.
Hell, any of the Trumps I'd like to see run.
Yeah. Ivanka.
Ivanka.
I don't know.
I'm on Donald J. Trump's site on Telegram, and he posts this stuff.
Right. No, I saw it. I have it. It's I saw that. Somebody shared it with me. He's got two of them. He's got one down in Florida on the 6th, on January 6th at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know how to pronounce that. He's holding a press conference. And then on
January 15th, Florence, Arizona.
He's holding a rally.
Yeah.
So I agree. January 6th, he may be announcing his plan to run for office. You're right. He may be. That would, that's a good possibility.
Well, Biden's going to run again. He's already said.
His handlers are saying no. I don't even think he'll be alive. I think he's pretty much already brain dead anyway.
I'm
he's
surprised
already,
Camel Toes.
You know,
not
Biden's
in power.
Got two people that that look exactly like him.
Yes, I know. I've seen the picture. Yeah, it's yeah. I don't get it. I really don't, but it is what it is.
What
I
happened with his phone call today with Putin?
I don't know, but it only lasted 50 minutes. How the hell do you have a conversation with another person in another language over the shit that they had to talk about, and it only lasts 50 minutes?
He probably weak-handed everything.
Look,
I don't see him as being a stand-up, in-your-face kind of president.
So I, you know, Putin is not our friend. I understand his position, and I actually agree with him with regards to NATO. You know, Trump didn't like NATO either. And he is getting shafted by NATO and what they're doing. The Ukraine, the only thing that the Ukraine has going for it is for NATO and America, other countries, to use it as a launch pad against Russia. The Ukraine, and I love the Ukrainian people. I don't, you know, I'm not saying I want, you know, I'm not saying don't support them or anything, but what do they actually offer us besides a place to watch Russia? It's a legitimate question. What does the Ukrainians actually have or do for the rest of the world?
It's a strategic point. That's it.
That's it. It's a strategic point that was put into place after World War II to defend us because of the Cold War. When that wall came down and we started developing a relationship with Russia, that's why I'm saying, if Russia is not our friend, and I'm not saying give up the strategic point, but I understand what he's saying about the Ukraine should not be part of NATO. They're just a strategic point. That's it. So, like I said, I'm not saying he's a friend. I'm not saying that we shouldn't still keep an eye on him. But I also understand what he's saying. You know, he's like, what would we do if, you know, China and Russia wanted to put people in Mexico and Canada?
They already have people there.
Not officially.
Not officially, but I guarantee you they're there.
I know they do, but do you see what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, what if Mexico were to say, okay, we're going to accept Russia and China into our government, and so that they, do you see what I'm saying? So that's all he's saying is he just wants a guarantee that they're not going to allow Ukraine to become part of NATO. They're not saying to get rid of our bases in Ukraine or our spies or whatever. He's not saying any of that. He's just saying he doesn't want them to be part of NATO.
No, but it is strategically important to the United States that they are part of NATO.
No. Why? Why? They've never been part of NATO before. They're not part of NATO
now.
No. So
but
why
it's strategically advantageous
to
the United States to have that leverage.
I'm legitimately asking, if you make Ukraine part of NATO, what is going to change?
It's just a protection. It's not changing anything. It gives them a benefit of allies.
If it's not changing anything, why do they need the title? Why do they need to be part of NATO? That's what I'm trying to understand. I'm legitimately trying to understand. You just told me that nothing that's happening now is going to change by making them part of NATO. Why can we not keep the peace by telling Putin, okay, we won't make them part of NATO?
Well, for one thing, I don't think we should be weak when it comes to Russia at all.
So stop
we need to show
Russia.
We need to show Russia a strong hand and that we can't be pushed around. This
then
president does not do that. He has weakened his position.
Then we should not have let him build the pipeline.
I agree with that.
So
I think the way Trump handled Russia was how Russia should be handled, period.
Right. So though I understand what you're saying, that we can't tell them no because we don't want to look weak. That's a shitty reason, but I understand what you're saying. But by that same respect, then we should have said no to the pipeline. We should have said no to Germany when Germany wants us to pay for troops to defend them from Russia, but yet they support Russia's pipeline.
We just need to stop being the world police, and we need to worry about our own country.
Well, there is that, too, especially since, you know, they're destroying our military. But I'm just saying, it's not, like I said, Russia's not our friend, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't watch them, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't make sure that, you know, that we shouldn't help the Ukraine. What I am saying is that if Biden put us in this situation, if he had not done what he done with the that pipeline, Nords or whatever the heck it's called, Nord Stream, we wouldn't be in this situation. There wouldn't be a question about whether or not Ukraine would even be joining NATO. The same thing, if you want to back somebody, why the hell aren't you backing Taiwan? So, you know, we want to show Russia we're strong, but not China. Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I'm not seeing what, other than a strategic spot, I don't see where we gain by having to support the Ukraine more than we already are.
The whole China thing is a whole other issue. Trump wasn't weak with China.
Nope, and he wasn't weak with Russia either.
Exactly, and that's my point, is this administration's already shown a weakness when it comes to Russia and China. They basically undone everything that was done that was any good. Yeah. NAFTA, I mean, we got out of that.
I know. Like I said, NATO is a piece of shit. NATO is military
of
the UN. And I agree with Trump. NATO needs to go. You want to have a strategic American strategic military in the Ukraine, I totally support them.
No,
totally.
Trust me, I'm not a big NATO fan either. And I served with NATO. I have a NATO medal.
I'm sorry.
From Bosnia. I have no love for them, though.
they were good target practice.
I love my American military, but NATO is a piece of shit, and I feel bad for all you guys that had to serve with them.
You ought to see how fast they shit their pants when they get live rounds coming at them.
That ain't no shit.
you know, but at any rate, yeah, because here's the thing. The problem is they do use the American military as the world police because we have the strongest, best military in the world. The problem is they then blame everything on our American military. You know, they want us to come save them, and then they bitch and complain because we didn't do something right, you know. So,
Bobby,
yeah.
Chris, how do you feel about that statement being ex-military? Do you agree we should stop being the world police?
Oh, I totally agree.
Oh, yeah.
Start taking care of your own and say, fuck all them other countries. They don't appreciate it anyway.
No,
yep,
they don't.
Look at Turkey. Right. They either bitch and complain about us or they try to assassinate us.
Yeah. That's what we did over in Iraq.
Yep.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Chris, you know we served with Turkey's military.
Yep.
Look how bad that was.
I know. That's why I'm saying fuck all the other countries and let's take care of ourselves first.
That's what should be happening. Let's get our veterans off the street.
Exactly.
Take care of our own country first.
I know. It really irks me that they're giving all this money to these illegals and our veterans are being treated like garbage. You know, our homeless veterans are being – granted, some of them, maybe they are on the street because that's where they want to be. They want to be left alone. But they still should have
services available
to them. And a lot of them are currently homeless because of the fuck-all shit that's going on right now, that they've lost their homes and stuff. You know, I mean, it just –
I'm gonna put it to you like this. As a veteran, the way this country has gone and the way it is right now, I can care my bucket of giving a fucks are out. I want to be so far out in the woods and I can care less if I ever see another person again. The stupidity is running rampant in this fucking country, and this country's done. I mean, it's going to take years and years to fix this fuck up shit that this fucking president's done, and the Democrats themselves, and some Republicans.
You know,
and we're not going to be the ones to pay for it. It's our kids, our grandkids, and great grandkids who's going to pay for all and have to deal with all this shit.
That's if we're still a country and not owned by China. They need to throw out every Chinese citizen that owns land and businesses in this country.
I'll bet if you go through that, your house, you would be amazed how much stuff is made in China in your house.
99%.
Yep.
Or more.
That's a fact.
I try to avoid Chinese stuff as much as possible, but but you still get it, no matter how hard we may try. And some of the
Are you
stuff
on a cell phone?
Easy.
Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it's made from?
Oh, every last cell phone is made in China or some other Asian country. Yes. Every last one of them. We don't make any of them here anymore because it's not cost effective.
Your vehicles. Same thing. Doesn't matter what brand. Parts are made in different countries.
Yeah.
Assembled
even
in America.
Even the ones that are assembled here, the majority of the parts come from other countries. You're right. We have become a nation of users. We're disposable.
Yep. Well, guys, I'm going to get off here, and I'm going to bed. I am beat. I've been up for a very long time. And I'm going deer hunting in the morning, too.
I'll probably get up about 4:30.
Yeah, I guess we can end early.
All right, y'all. God bless. And
yes, it's great talking to you.
Have a good
well,
New Year. No DUIs.
Yeah, right. Happy New Year. Be safe. Let's hope and pray that 2022 is better than the past 2 years.
Amen.
And
God bless everybody.
Again,
have a good night.
Good night, brother.
Bye.
And this concludes tonight's show. God bless you guys. And again, have a safe one tomorrow night if you go anywhere.
Oh, no, I'm staying home.
But God bless y'all. Love y'all. God bless America. Our first responders, our kids, veterans, our military. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.